The following is a paid presentation for the Oregon.
Used to be that crickets, the creaking of a settling house, and maybe a hoot or two from an old owl provided a night soundtrack. But over the past 20 years, that chorus has changed. Insomniacs are now more likely to associate these sounds with the overnight hours.
It's Proactive Solution, a revolutionary system that heals acne now.
The Ab Lounge gives you firmer, stronger, sexier abs for a more beautiful body.
And Dave's easy-to-follow auction listing system will teach you how to list, word, and run all your auctions effectively.
The infomercial, the program-length television commercial, is 20 years old this year. That's two decades of tonics and sprays, schemes and machines, revolutionary products for better living. Call this number now, all sandwiched between midnight and dawn. Barbara Lippert is ad critic for Adweek magazine and joins us from our studios in New York City. Barbara, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And may I tell you, your abs look stronger than ever, by the way.
But wait, there's more.
Of course there's more. Yeah, no, if we order now. Where did these things come from?
Well, it's interesting that it's an intersection between one of the first things Reagan did in his administration and the proliferation of cable TV. Mm-hmm. In 1984, he deregulated the airwaves so that you didn't have to have a certain amount of programming versus a certain amount of advertising. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they could sell 30 minutes of advertising through the middle of the night and not worry. And at the same time, you had all these new cable stations. They had no programming at all, and they used these infomercials to fill their programming needs.
So it was, from the point of view of the advertiser, a happy marriage between deregulation and accessibility to the airwaves.
Absolutely. It was advertising heaven. And it's really advertising at its most basic. You know, in the 19th century, advertising started, and the people came out of selling patent medicine. And the best sellers, like Ron Popeil, with all of his famous products, really come out of Carnival Barker stuff. His great-grandfather sold the stuff in Atlantic City, and he uses all those same methods. You know, couldn't you get it for $150? No. $148? No. $135?
At the same time, these still wouldn't be on the air 20 years later if people weren't watching them.
They're still successful. They're still growing at 10% a year, according to the electronic retailing industry. And it's a $154 billion business the last time anybody added this stuff up. The Ronco products amount to $1 billion alone. Tony Robbins, $300 million.
Mm. Well, you mentioned, of course, Ron Popeil. To some people, he is the Dante of the infomercial, because all narrative form follows Ron Popeil.
Or Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay. Right. In any event, let's listen to a master at work.
Nancy, let me tell you about this phenomenal product. It's not just a colored spray like some of you might be thinking. It's an amazing powder that adheres to the tiniest hairs on your head.
That is unbelievable.
It actually builds on itself,
you're gonna get all this hair today,
giving you great, great looking hair. He's done.
That's Ron Popeil spraying hair onto a man's scalp.
Right. And it's you know, the great thing about infomercials, it's the before and after. We all want to be the afters. We all want to believe in reinvention. So it hits all of these basic American archetypes.
I must say, in the interest of full disclosure, I own a Ron Popeil Showtime rotisserie.
How's it working for you?
We just set it and forget it. But as a matter of fact, we like it a lot. It does the job.
Well, as he says, the reason he likes to invent things around food is because everybody has a kitchen.
Another pitch. We want to feature another pitch from, I think, just about, along with Ron Popeil, the most famous pitchman in infomercial history right now.
You're going to fall in love with this machine. I know for a fact. I guarantee it. My name on it is guaranteed.
Don't get any better than that, you guys. I do not know what you're waiting for.
The heavyweight champion, in many ways, of the infomercial, George Foreman, about the lean, mean, fat-producing grilling machine, which, like some of Ron Popeil's products, can actually be bought in stores, in part because of their success in the infomercial.
Right. They can be bought in stores. They can be bought in Sears. Mm. You know, he's completely changed. He's changed the way America eats.
What about, I've heard the psychological supposition advanced over the years, that one of the reasons infomercials, particularly in the small hours of the morning or the night, are successful, it's because people watching are often lonely. And it's a way of reaching out and making contact and hearing a voice.
Right. It's something that attracted you in the dark hours of your soul. And that really is quite a comment.
And I say that as someone who owns a Ron Popeil Showtime rotisserie.
I have something that I don't know if I should confess.
Yeah.
I bought the Kathy Lee skin system.
The Kathy Lee Skin System. I think I've missed this.
Yes.
Yeah, however, I must say your complexion is bright, shining, and ever more youthful.
Well, the problem with it was that they kept billing me, you know, like for the first month and the last month and then the 6 months coming up. So that was quite a problem getting out of it. But it wasn't a bad product.
Tell us a little bit about the basic economics that a potential advertiser has to contemplate when he or she is wondering whether or not an infomercial is the best route.
Well, the reason they were so successful in the early 80s, apparently there was this guy sitting on about 200,000 walks. And he had nothing to do. So he created an infomercial. And
this is the Scottish guy.
Right, exactly. And
I
he sold
him.
All of them. And in those days, you could create an infomercial for $10,000 to $20,000 and run it for a couple of hundred, you know, on cable or local programming at 4 in the morning and make millions. These days, the production quality has gotten much higher, if you can believe it. Mm-hmm. So they cost $250,000 and up. Again, the prices really vary, but they're much cheaper than any 30-second commercial. Something like this with the airtime and the complete cost of making it, you know, is way less than $1 million, and you can make 10 times that.
Do you own a Ginzu knife?
I don't, but they must be wonderful. They're that's clearly the perfect product for an infomercial because it's so fascinating to demonstrate how you can cut a tomato.
and a block of ice, frozen food, you know, wood.
And those were all the kinds of things that you saw among barkers in Atlantic City. And crowds would gather around, and crowds still do gather around through the TV sets.
Barbara, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Barbara Lippert, ad critic for Adweek magazine.
Call the number on your screen now.
Have your credit card ready and call now.
But don't call yet, because you must watch this.
When you order in the next 16 minutes,
we'll take one payment off.
So call or log on now.
Call now.
Call the toll-free number on your screen.
Take advantage. Call now.